Y'all, I'm going to read this morning from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 8. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing in his kingdom, I solemnly urge you, proclaim the message. Be persistent, whether the time is favorable or unfavorable. Convince, rebuke, and encourage with the utmost patience in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not put up with sound doctrine, but have itching ears. They will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own desires and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander away to myths. As for you, always be sober, enduring suffering. Do the work of an evangelist. Carry out your ministry fully. As for me, I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. From now on, there is reserved for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. As we think about this day and all that we've celebrated, the beautiful stories that we not only have shared with one another, but the stories that we have lived with one another, the lives that have touched us so meaningfully, I just can't help but think of these verses and think about how God has called us all to live for our generation, that God raises up people for every generation to know him and to love him. And what matters is that in your generation, how are you going to be that, how are you going to have that ministry that you pass on to the next generation? Because God has made it so that we interlock and that we all have the gift of one another, that we can share his word and his truth with one another. And as I think about those who have passed on before us, and I think about myself, and as I look out and see some of our children here, I think to myself, are we going to be a church that hangs on to our legacy? Or are we going to be a church that seeks with everything that we have to pass on that legacy to the next generation? Are we going to be poured out for our kids and our youth and the people that don't even know the Lord? Because what all of this is, what all of our lives are, is we do not exist for ourselves, but that we belong to God so that we might be poured out for others. And as I think about these people that we got to share life with, I just think about how they poured their lives out for us. How they endured sleepless nights, how they endured long hours serving here and one another, how they taught us about faith, how they sang to us about faith, how they had their ministry that they live fully. And my friends, you too have a ministry. And your legacy is not something that you start thinking about at the end of your life, but it's something that you live each day for the people around you. It's something that you carry with you and that you share with one another every moment that you can. My friends, I pray that we all might be poured out for the Lord, as Paul here writes to Timothy, that he has no regrets because he gave it all to God to be used. And how thankful I am that we have a Lord who gives us that example. How he would spend time telling his disciples, there's going to come a day when I'm no longer with you. But until that day comes, I'm giving you myself that you might see my legacy and that you might take from it and carry on into the future. I heard a quote this week where it said, God doesn't give us notes, he gives us each other. That God doesn't always write to us what he wants from us, or he write to us about himself, but he gives us one another. And in giving us one another, how deeply we can learn about the Lord through the amazing people in our lives. And so I pray this morning, and I pray that as we go from here, that we might be a people remembering our heritage and celebrating it, but yet moving forward and passing that legacy down to the next generation, whoever that might be. You have a ministry. You have an important part of passing that on. Live it this week and go from here embracing that as the Lord leads you. Let's pray. God, thank you so much. Thank you so much for the legacy that has been passed down to us. God, that as Christians, we are a part of a movement of people that has been going on for thousands and thousands of years. God, we know that that you have raised each of us up for just a time as this. And that, God, we have the great privilege of sharing our faith and sharing ourselves with those around us. God, we have the great privilege of being poured out for others, Lord, as you have poured yourself out for us. God, help us to come to you with open hands and open hearts, saying, God, we belong to you. Use us as you will. Use us as you will. God, help us to translate our faith to the people who are younger than us, to our children and our grandchildren. Help us to translate our faith to those in our community that don't know you yet. Help us to not live for ourselves, but instead, God, live for other people in all that we do. Thank you so much for how you lived in the spirits of those that have gone on before us, and how the beauty of their spirit, God, feeds our own through your Holy Spirit. God, may we live this week in honor of you and in honor of those that have been your example to us. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. My friends, as we have our last hymn, I just pray that you would read over these verses again this week and that you would ask the Lord, God, how do you want to use me? How can I be a light to the people in my life? And how can I pass on this great legacy that you've given to me to the next generation? And I pray that that as you do that, and as we do that, we might have that joy that Paul has here of sharing that with the Timothys in our own life. Let's worship the Lord through song. And if you want to come forward and pray to the Lord and ask God, God, how can I be used for you? I invite you to do that this morning. Let's worship the Lord.